Hello?
Hi, Brian.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, it's Amy.
Hey, Miss Amy.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, just getting our day started here. I actually saw that you called as I was sitting down, so I listened to your voice message. Our day starts technically in 5 more minutes. I'm sorry. I see you called a few times here. I apologize for not getting to your call sooner.
No, no problem at all. It says y'all start at 7. I apologize about that.
Oh, it's 7. It's 7 California time.
Oh, that's right. I don't know how to account for that.
How can I help you?
I wanted to know what all, if I'm completely set up for like all my keywords, being on Google and everything like that. The reason for that question is I keep getting these calls about everybody else with these keywords, you know, the same keywords, and you know, they're wanting me to spend more money with them.
Yeah, you don't need any other service at all. Because this lists you for everything. So the keywords that we have you for are pressure washing service, pressure washing, exterior home cleaning, exterior cleaning, driveway cleaning, sidewalk cleaning, deck washing, gutter cleaning, window cleaning, power washing, house wash, wall wash, soft wash, exterior cleaning service, patio cleaning, fence cleaning, deck cleaning. Those are all your keywords, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. That sounds perfect.
Yeah, that's what we have you for. They're actually, it appears to me also that they went over the website option as well. That we got that going for you.
Yeah, I logged into that. It looks good.
Yeah, so we've got that going. Right now, the main thing that we're waiting on is for you to receive that PIN code in the physical mail. Once that's done, then you give that to us, and we're going to be able to list that on Google. You're already listed with 45 of the 60-plus premium directories, and we literally signed you up, it says, one day ago. So
Right. Yeah, and I keep getting these calls, you know, from,
well,
you know,
okay.
No offense to them, but I can't hardly understand the people, and,
I
you know,
understand.
And
so
they're talking about optimizing my thing, and
Go ahead.
What they're telling me is I need to do this in order to activate my Google.
No, sir. That's a trick and a gimmick that they tell you.
That is okay. A
trick and a gimmick that they tell you to try to get you make you think that what you're doing isn't good enough. But it's because technically it's not actually listed on Google yet. You know, so they're trying to say, oh, they're not doing it fast enough. Well, you signed up a day ago.
Okay.
You know,
right.
Now, did you opt into the call tracking service with the downloadable app and the call tracking phone number?
The downloadable app, is it the Local Splash app?
It's the Local Splash call app. And we actually assign you a specific call tracking phone number. And if you opted into that, or if you choose to opt into it now, which I can totally do for you, then that's going to allow us to literally DNC, do not call, against those phone numbers. And we have like a whole list of phone numbers that we have some, they're not really competitors. It's those people calling from out of the country that you can't understand, the press one dialers, the scam artists. We have an entire list that we audit. When people opt into the call tracking, which is included in the package, nothing more, no more cost, okay?
Okay.
Then it allows us to eliminate a lot of that.
Okay. But it's still keeps my phone number available for them to see, correct? Like a customer.
So the way that it works is we brand the call tracking number. Your phone number is so when we do, well, right now it looks like you're not in the call tracking. It's your phone number that's listed on the website and stuff. So when we do the call tracking phone number, that's the number that we brand, and everything goes back to your phone. Okay, because we want to put the same number out consistently. If we're hiding the address, then we hide the address on all listings. If we're showing the phone number, your phone number, then we show your phone number on all listings. If we show call tracking number, we show it on all listings. And the reason for that, Brian, is because the consistency and accuracy is just so very important, making sure that we have that, because it helps with the optimization and increases the brand relevancy. When you have numbers that are mismatched and you show one number here or one number there, or the address is showing here but it's not showing on that listing, that actually hurts your ranking. So we do it all one way or all the other way, whichever way you personally prefer.
So if I were to opt into it, meaning the next, let's just say, scammer that calls me, are they going to see 904-657 my number, or are they going to see a 999 number or something?
No, it's not a 999 number. We always make it a regular looking number, a 904 number. We always make it, and we try. It doesn't always happen that we get it as close to your current number as possible, because you're actually not allowed to list those 999, those 888, all that gobbledygook. You're not actually supposed to list that on the Google listings. You can do it for the Google ads. You can do it for different packages and programs, but for complete and most profitable optimization, you're not actually supposed to do it for the Google local listing. So we'll never make, it'll never look cheesy. To me, that stuff looks cheesy is how I describe
it.
So we never do that.
Okay. So then when they call the number that y'all put on there, 904, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah.
Your phone
it
rings.
It goes to y'all.
No.
It doesn't,
your phone
like,
rings.
Decipher if it's a bad call or not.
Well, it will through that call tracking system. So when it calls, say I'm so and so, you know, say I'm a real prospective customer. Okay. It's going to say, thank you for, you know, it's customized. Thank you for calling CleanWay Power Washing. For current clients, press 1. For new clients, press 2. Or it's customizable to speak with Brian, press 3. Or you know, however you want it customized. And so those out of the country folks, they generally can't get through that because it's what we call a press 1 dialer. So they only push a button because they're calling in literally from the Philippines or Bangladesh or wherever they're calling in from. Okay, so they're not able to get through that system. All right? And because of that, we're able to block that. Plus, we already have like this whole list of people who have been reported to us from clients like yourself, right? I got a call from this number. Please block it. You can text back in and say, I got a scam call from this number. Please block it. We automatically put that into your DNC list, but we also put it into what we call our nationwide list. So everybody who signs up for call tracking automatically gets a DNC on that number because we know it's been reported to us from our clients as a scam. So we have a whole list.
And I actually got a call from U.S. Directory.
Well, and U.S. Directories is just a directories. I mean, it's all in the name. You know, it's just a directory submission package. We've already coupled all the most popular directories within in
and
your
I
package.
Thought so. Right.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, you're listed with 45 of them already. I mean, in 24 hours time, you know?
Right. Okay. Then, and that's really all I need because I'm a small business. You know, I don't want to get into, you know, get overwhelmed with, you know, work or, you know, paying all these damn packages, you know. And
no.
Then the guy told me it was $5 a month, and then I did a little research,
no.
And everybody was saying it's 25 cents a click.
No.
All this crap.
Especially when you hear $5 to verify your Google listing, $10 for this, if especially those are trash, especially. Because, nobody is going to charge you $5. Think about it. You pay $5 for something like this. I mean, come on. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that
really.
That doesn't make any
and
sense.
And I actually got a I got a call yesterday as well from a lady, and she was, you know, to get me on a priority list above all of my competitors. And that was going to be, you know, which isn't, in all reality, it's not a lot of money. It's $200 a year. But I just didn't think I really needed that. I think that was just an extra person calling.
Mm-hmm. It is. And I'm going to tell you this, Brian, two people cannot work on the same listing at the same time. So if I am, if my company is in there as managers, which we are currently, we've submitted your Google business profile to Google. We're waiting for that PIN code to come back. So you're the owner of that Google business profile because you're the owner of the business. Okay. And then we go in as managers only to that account, and we do the programming. Same with the Facebook ads. We're in there as managers for the Facebook ads, okay? We're not owners of anything. But my point being with saying that is this. If you allow so-and-so in there as well, then you've just it's completely undermined everything that we've already done for you and any type of traction that we've already gotten for you. So only one person can be managing the Google listing or the Facebook ads at any given time. Okay.
Okay.
And, okay. And you don't, more isn't better in this situation. If, you know, the only other program that you would be available for is a package with Google Ads. And we have a package with Google Ads available, but Google Ad packages at my company start at $5.99 a month. Okay?
Yeah, and we'll stay where we're at.
You're a small business owner. You're starting out and you're building up. And maybe one day, you know, in the near future, you'll be where you say, you know what, Amy, go ahead and give me some Google Ads. I'm ready for that. Okay. But you're not there
yet.
Right. So that's why I didn't offer you that package. Okay.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah. And we also have another package, but it's not available in your category yet. It's called Google Guarantee. So Google Guarantee is the ultimate package for every single company, but it's a beta program that's ran directly by Google. And we are a Google Premier partner for Google Guarantee as well, but it's only available in certain categories in certain areas. Power washing or pressure washing, exterior home cleaning, that it's not a category that's accepted in that yet. So, like what I'm saying is Google Guarantee is at the very tippy top of the page, and it says Google Guaranteed on those folks' listings, and it has a little green check mark because it's gone through specific type of verification and qualifications. It's called advanced verification. So advanced verification is business license, insurance for the company, and background checks on all face-to-face employees. And then Google stamps that listing with Google Guarantee because Google will back that service provider with an additional $2,000 worth of insurance per client that they see. Okay. And that's a pay-per-click situation, but again, it's not available in your area. So that's just like a brief.
And really,
little,
at this point, something I don't need.
Exactly. It's just a brief rundown so you're aware if you're talking to these people anymore, then you understand, you know what, I'm already hip. I already got everything that I need. I don't need y'all. You know, leave me alone. So if you want me to apply the call tracking to everything, I can do that. Or if you want to leave it as is and you want to keep fighting them off yourself, then we can do that as well. It's truly up to you.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, I want to answer a call that comes through, you know, obviously if it's a crazy out of state number, I try not to answer it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I'm into, you know, again, my first time doing anything like this, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm so skeptical of getting myself into something that I, you know, almost can't get out of or something like that.
I understand.
And, you know, me having these calls talking about mm-hmm. Google, and I'm like, well, I was just talking to Amy. She's with Google. Okay, I guess I need to do this. And it's like, you know, but I'm glad. So you're telling me, you know, I'm completely set up. As soon as I get that verification code, and where do exactly – oh, it's going to have directions on the card of how to get it on there?
Oh, you're just going to call me back when you're going to say, Amy, I got the verification code. Yeah, okay. You could just call me back, awesome. Or you can go into your client dashboard if you choose to, and it'll say your Google listing isn't verified. Click here to verify now, and you can punch it in yourself. But if you do that, then shoot us out a text and say, I put the PIN code in. But honestly, it's better to let us do it just in case, because if there's an issue with it, I mean, rarely there's an issue, but once in a while there's an issue with it, then we're able to send off to Google and say, hey, there was an issue with this PIN code. This is the PIN code that we got, that the client gave us. This is what's going on. And we set up what we call a Google call. So we have that bat phone to Google because we're a premier partner, okay? And Google gives us a specific list of reasons why or what's going on, or they just send you out a new PV code. But again, you have the ability to do it yourself, or you can give it to us to do it. It's truly up to you.
I actually logged into the dashboard this morning on my way into work, and it said, mm-hmm. up on the top, you know, mm-hmm. verify. I said mm-hmm. Google with a red thing, verify.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the spot.
And then I was on the phone with the gentleman. Let me get back to the dashboard real quick. Here we are right here. Alright, I just got logged in. Okay, there it goes. It says it now. What I was going to say was, when I was on the phone with the gentleman with the $5 a month thing,
mm-hmm.
I
mm-hmm.
talked back into this, and it didn't say verify now anymore, but now it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the area that you're going to put that into, okay? That's the area that you're going to put that into,
okay.
If you choose to, or you can give it to us, and I'll punch it in, and then we can get that punched in right away. There's a lady named Sherry that calls from our company, from our 877 number. She's actually the PIN verification person, but you, again, can always deal with me if you choose to. My other question is, I see that we did go ahead and get your Facebook, your Facebook personal profile. Did you accept they should have sent you out an email to give us access to that so we could build your Facebook ads as well. Did you go ahead and accept that as well?
Let me see. Alright, so please add us to your Google business.
Okay. Also, well, you can't add us till you have the PIN code yet. You can't add, we can't technically be added until we have the PIN code. But the Facebook one is also very important. So, I will go ahead and message over to the Facebook department and make sure that has been sent out to you. It'll be an email form again, and it's going to say, you know, along those same things. So, I'm reading here, stand by. Oh, okay. Okay, I see what's going on here. Yeah, because we created the Google. Okay, they're saying that a Google business profile already exists for you. Yes, so take these steps. Please take the steps that are in here that they have said here. Follow these instructions below to grant us access, because that is going to allow us to move along even faster. So, yes, that is something that you do need to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Please read through this. This is a crucial step in getting your business ranked higher in search results.
Mm-hmm.
Do that, and then follow the instructions it says below to grant us access.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Had you already sent off for the PV code before you and I spoke?
Yes, I actually was. I was just messing around on Google, and you know, it gives you an option to set up a business profile, and I did that.
Yes.
I got it all set up. I did my hours of business, everything, and it just said a card has been sent to your email.
Perfect.
Or to your address.
Perfect. So that's exactly, so take these steps that they've given you in that email. That will grant, see, that's exactly what I was telling you, that will grant us access to be managers in there to be able to help your profile out. And then when you receive that PIN code, then you give that to us or put it in yourself. Either way, you can see, you know, that we're only asking to be a manager on this so that we can go in and get the programming done correctly. And there's a specific number that they want you to type in and all of these things. So.
Okay. Once I get y'all on for manager with the Google, is that also giving y'all manager with the Facebook?
No. Facebook is going to be a separate set of steps. And I will get that sent out to you as well, okay?
Okay. Awesome. So, all right. So, I feel a lot better now. So, don't accept no more calls from nobody. I'm all set up with everything.
You're all set up with everything. And if you ever have a question again, or say it's something that sounds real good to you, right? And you're like, you know what? I don't think that she went over this. Call me back. Call me back and say, hey,
okay.
Amy, they were saying XYZ. What do you think? Is this something you guys already offer or something you can offer? Because again, at the same time, you want to try to keep everything together as possible. Because think about it. Like if they program a different way, I'm not saying that it's not successful. I'm not here to badmouth
right.
another company. What I'm saying though is you never know if it's working against what we are doing. So if it's something that we can simply add to your program or it even gives us an idea, I mean, it's very rare because we're top of the line and we have cutting edge on every feature that's available. But say it's something that we don't offer yet in our services. That may give us allowance to add to the program. We're always adding to the program. Last year, this time, for the same program, we didn't have the call tracking option. We didn't have the customizable downloadable app option. They were still developing it because we got so many requests for it from clients like yourself saying, hey, I feel like XYZ would be really helpful to me. And we just include it into the package when we get something like that. So we are always growing. We're always listening to what our clients have to say about what they want and what their needs are.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's awesome. I'm excited. I need to check the mail for the verification code, follow these steps, and then, I should be all set up with everything. Shouldn't have to do anything else.
And I want you to know it's going to come. It looks like a half sheet of paper folded over. It's going to be white, and it's going to say Google on it. But it looks like when you get your income tax return, how it has those perforated edges on the side where you rip off the edge.
Uh-huh.
That's what the PIN code looks like. So a lot of times people you get the trash mail on the same day, you know, all the ads, and they don't necessarily go through it, and it'll get tossed out with the trash. So just be aware to be very careful when you're looking in your mail, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay.
And then I'm waiting on something for Facebook, and then we'll be good. All right.
Yes. I'm actually messaging her right now. I'm sending out and requesting information on the Facebook invite. I'm seeing what they're doing, if she's just setting up your profile or what the deal is, okay?
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much, Ms. Amy.
You're so welcome. It was my pleasure, Brian. You have a fantastic day, okay?
All right. You as well.
All right. Thanks. Bye now.
Bye-bye.